Well, hey everyone, and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Lesson from this week's Weekly Wisdom Tips that you've seen on my blog or through the newsletter that you might have received. Each week I like to take the notion that we've explored in the brief writings that I've done and tease them out a little bit more in the course of this podcast. So today we're talking about energy, we're talking about being able to gain energy or create energy when you need it. This is an interesting topic to me because I've long thought about this. I've suffered from low energy at many times in my life, and yet it always seems that when I need to have the adequate amount of energy to get the job done, it's there. And I'm not just talking about just barely getting the job done. I'm talking about getting it done in a big way. So I've been fascinated to look at my life and see that although there have been times when my energy level has been low, I always seem to know where to go to find enough energy, enough enthusiasm, enough momentum to excel at what it is that I'm doing. And in the Weekly Wisdom Tips, I use the example of my hypnosis shows that I go out and perform those shows throughout the night during the month of June. These are what they call project graduation parties. A lot of communities band together and throw a party for the graduating high school seniors as a way of keeping them off the street and keeping them safe. And I've started a company that helps to provide the entertainment to those groups. And not only do I provide my own personal entertainment, but I also help them orchestrate getting things like a DJ or what they call inflatable attractions or caricature artists or whatever else. My role in this thing directly is the role of hypnotist, and I usually perform shows all night long, which seems like an impossibility. Seems, how is it possible to stay up all night doing show after show and still have enough energy to get by? And yet somehow every week, every weekend of the month of June, I do that and it seems to work out just fine. So what's the secret? What's the method? What's the procedure for creating energy when you need it? Because I know that you're in a similar situation. You've got a lot on your plate, a lot of things you need to accomplish, a lot of jobs, a lot of projects. And you're probably phoning a lot of them in and feeling like, oh, I'm exhausted. I just can't seem to get it done. So if I can give you some insight into how I do it, maybe you can benefit from this yourself and find ways of using this technology to be more effective in your day-to-day life. You know, I've often thought of life as being nothing more than an energy regime. It's always a balance sheet between what you've got and what you need. And that in each of our endeavors, we can measure the two opposing forces in our lives, the force of gravity, which is that which is weighing us down, and the force of levity, the lightness, the ability to be raised up, lifted up. And there are so many different ways to gain levity and to minimize gravity. Of course, minimizing gravity partly is just the idea of removing negative interference from our minds and from our lives, getting rid of things that worry us, or structuring our lives in a way that we don't have a lot of stress. Those are the things that pull us down. And then levity is an attitude that we develop, but it's also the ability to choose energy-producing activities, exercise, eating well, drinking lots of water, getting out in the fresh air, and again, thinking positive thoughts. All the things that help raise us up and give us the strength to rise above our gravity. And the closer we get to the gravity and the weight of our negativity, the more dangerous it gets. And if we don't have the power of levity to pull us out, our negativity can become a real black hole. And if you've ever experienced depression or anxiety, you know what I'm talking about. Knowing how close you can get to that black hole before you get sucked into it is a really important thing to know. And understanding some of the techniques or technologies to gain energy through all those other methods we talked about is huge. But beyond all that, there's this sort of magical transformation that's possible that kind of supersedes all of the techniques we're talking about. And that is the power of focus, the power of intention. Now, neither of these powers will give you an abundance of energy for the rest of your life every time you need it if you're not also doing the energy regimes, if you're not taking care of yourself, guarding against negative emotions and thoughts. Eventually, you're going to be overwhelmed. So you do need to do all that stuff. But at the same time, it's helpful to know that there's a little bit of magic available to you. And that is the alchemy of focus. Understanding that there are times when you just don't even believe it's possible to have enough energy to do what you need to do. And then lo and behold, poof, there it is. You've got it. You've got it in abundance. And it carries you through. Now, I'm sure you've had that experience. Maybe you just haven't thought much about what caused it. So what we'd like to do now is talk about what caused it so that you can be more deliberate in the future about those situations. And what caused it, inevitably, that is, what caused your surge of energy, assuming that you did it in a drug-free state, was the power of intention. You said to yourself, I am going to do this, I'm going to put my whole self into it, and I know I'm going to do it well. And so there's something very magical about that, that if you choose through the power of intention to do something, the resources seem to come out of nowhere, which is a very interesting thing because we go around thinking that our energy is finite. We only have so much of it, and if we've used it up, it's gone. But that's not true because there are these times when we feel that we've used our energy up, and yet out of nowhere, we recreate it just through the power of intention. Helpful to know, good to know. Try to grok what that means. Try to conceptualize what it means. That there's always an infinite store, an infinite supply of energy that you can draw on. Now again, energy management requires that you not abuse that privilege, that you take care of yourself. But know that you have this. Know that this is a possibility. And that beautiful special combination of intention and focus will help you to access that energy. Focus, because you'll only get it when the thing that you're doing requires your undivided attention. See, when I'm doing my hypnosis show, I can't be thinking about anything else. I've got to be fully present. I've got to bring my entire self into that moment because there are people relying on me, and I have no choice. The wisdom of no choice, that's a good one to think about. I think Pema Chodron wrote a book called The Wisdom of No Choice. When you don't have any choice, when you have a certain obligation to get it done, that's when it really happens. And that comes because of commitment. And that commitment gives us the wherewithal to focus and to have the intention to get it done. So those are the ideas. Those are the things that you want to be mindful of in these days when you start to feel low in energy. Okay, so I'm not feeling really energetic. That means a couple things. One is I'm probably not taking as good care of myself as I want. But secondly, it might just mean that I'm not focusing enough. I'm not putting enough of my attention on what I say I need to do. I'm not as present as I need to be, and maybe I haven't set the intention to get this done and to get it done well. And as I say this to you, I'm saying it to myself as well. We all need a reminder of the importance of the power of focus and the power of intention. So again, know that it's all about gravity and levity, that you always want to increase your levity, and that in order to increase your levity, you want to live a healthy and happy life, but at the same time, you want to know that in order to access that light energy that you need to get something done, you need to bring yourself to it 100%. And set the intention that it's going to happen. And then stand back and watch the magic of transformation as you start to feel incredible amounts of energy that you never knew you had. This has been remarkable for me as I've been working through the night, day in and day out this month, and will continue to use that energy until I no longer need to do it that way. And then, of course, I will continue to commit myself to living a healthier life. For me right now, that means remembering to take my vitamins and drink my water and get enough sleep when I can. And what does it mean to you? What are the things that you know you need to do to cultivate better energy? So that's the lesson for today. It's all about finding the magic of transformation that takes place when you focus and use intention and come to realize that energy can be manufactured or created or found somewhere that you never knew you had it. Those deep resources, those deep pools that are always there waiting for you. And take care of yourself so that those pools are always there. For those of you who are members of our Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, you will have an audio here shortly that you'll be able to listen to hypnotize yourself into being able to access this wisdom and go deeper and find the energy you need. And we look forward to you getting those. If you're not a member, again, inexpensive program, only $10 a month. Head on over to the red button on my website, stevetalman.com, on the right side, and jump on and get yourself on that program. Not only do we have the weekly Hypnosis for Change calls, but we've also got some incredible specials on some of the products. In fact, this month I'm offering a large discount on my coaching. Head on over and take a look at that. In the meantime, I'm always interested in your feedback, what you have to say about this, how you experienced it, how it resonates for you, and your stories about things like this that have happened in your life. So thanks again. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful week. Again, this is Dr. Steve saying take care and God bless.